This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What are we supposed to work, 40 hours a week? I know, it's probably more given all the online homework we're often expected to do, but check this out. In China, many employees at tech companies are expected to work a 9-9-6 schedule from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week. That is 72 hours. The hard work of these tech people has been credited with helping Chinese firms challenge the likes of Google or Amazon abroad. But there is a growing backlash. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak spoke to tech workers in the eastern city of Hangzhou.
For the past 6 years, Cheng Shi has been working on software in the tech industry, and he says long hours are routine.
At this one big firm, my coworker told me that if it's 9 p.m. and you see everyone else is still working, then you should also stay, just to put on a show for the boss.
At that time, he shared an apartment with someone who worked in the same industry, Zheng Jinghao. We caught up with him at a local restaurant.
Once I went for a week without showering because I was stuck at the office.
At another company where he worked, the employer offered him bonuses, late-night snacks, and a fold-out bed under his desk to sleep on, basically to encourage long hours. And it put a lot of demands on employees who were off the clock.
The first time the office calls your company cell phone and you don't answer, it's okay. If it happens a second time, you'll be fined $7. If you don't reply to a message sent on the WeChat app, you'll get fined $15.
But in March, some software developers complained online that such long hours can be deadly, and it triggered a national debate.
That debate made me realize that some of those work policies were inhumane.
Big tech bosses have largely dismissed these complaints. Here's tech hardware giant Huawei executive Xiaoyang at the Shanghai Consumer Electronics Show in June. He boasts that employees are volunteering to work overtime. But across China's tech industry, some workers are saying no more. Again, Zheng Jinghao.
A friend of mine lost her husband suddenly, a year after they got married. He worked at a big tech firm, and he was only 31. His death is definitely linked to long work hours.
Today, Zheng Jinghao still takes work calls on the weekends, but he's moved into the healthcare field, where overtime is not mandatory. Though he earns a third less than before. In Hangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.